Hi, this is Tanisha. I'm starting a new podcast here on this show. I'd like to introduce myself. I am 38. I'm from Atlanta, born in Alabama. I have three beautiful children. Basically, I'm starting this podcast just to start documenting my journey. I have a lot of tales, a lot of stories, a lot of tips, a lot of views. I do a lot of searching, a lot of philosophizing, uplifting, and empowering. So I wanted my show to be more of a healing, let's talk about these times that we're living in, just as a people, how we're basically striving every day to make it. What are encouraging things that we can do to help uplift us, to know what's really going on out here, and to say, hey, let's look at it in a more healing approach. We're cutting out the rigmarole of all the, this is what I should do, and this order, and this order, and this order. We got to cut that ritual out of that, of having to do this and do that and do this and making it so law that we actually forget the true feeling, the true sensation, and the true living and of existing of this world. And that's to basically be at peace with yourself, know thyself, and be true to thyself. So, yes, my podcast might trigger people, trigger you in your emotions, and a lot of people might have a lot of opinions, which is okay. I look at opinions as buttholes. Everybody got one. That's what my friend told me a long time ago. Stuck with me, and because it's true. And if you get triggered, that's fine. That means that you need to heal that particular part of yourself in order for you to grow, or you just got a problem. other than that, I would like to say hi. join my show, and I can't wait to broadcast more. All right, guys, I'm out here walking in nature, very grateful, getting thoughts and inspirations for my podcast. And when I think about it and I ask myself, where is change? Where has life brought me in my journey currently right now? Life has taught me that you can always rebuild. You can always strive for your goals. Some goals might seem very tedious, but once you go in with the right mindset, keep focused, you will achieve them. My journey, like I said, is with buying my home. I will be a first-time home buyer. I am going to be doing it single, and that's okay because I pay rent every day. I might as well be a homeowner. It's, to me, I look at it as that fact. There's no difference except this is a home that is mine and I'm not renting. A home is where I make it, basically, is my terminology. But I had to make a lot of changes. I had to say, hey, I have to make a choice. I'm so used to being independent. But I had to make a choice in order to save. I made that choice. I told myself, I gave myself a set goal. I am making it. It's very trying because it's like, as I'm being patient, doing my due diligence, it's like I'm not doing anything because I don't see any results as of right now. But the goals that I've set to myself, I have achieved them. So it's kind of like backwards a little bit. So the way I'm thinking, but I'm so used to getting things so quick, things happening so fast. Like, wow, that happened real quick. To where this is giving, I'm having to take time. Be patient. I'm a mother of twins, so I had to learn patience. And it's like I have to relearn them. I have to relearn them with this experience, with this journey, and with this path. Because I know. I envision my home. So I know that is coming. I just have to be patient. And the reason why I say that is because other things in my life, when I'm patient, I do the work, I do see the results. And no, it doesn't happen very quickly, but at the end, I do see the results. So a lot of people, it makes me think about another broader spectrum is people, God is not a magical God. He's not somebody you can go rub a genie ball or pray really, really hard and something happens magically. It does not happen like that. Please remember this equation. Faith plus work equals your divine results. If you put in the work, and which is faithful, and which is in alignment for you, it will all work out. It just might not be when you want it, but it does truly come right on time. So that saying is true. It always will be true. Please remember, people, keep your hope. Keep striving. Keep pushing forward. Keep understanding, loving God, loving yourself. For distractions, those are negative people, negative energies. And once you sit back, look around, you will start to see, that was a distraction to get me off of here. Or that was someone trying to lead me down the wrong path. So believe me, trust your instincts and never go back. Trust your instincts, move forward. Trust your instincts and live.